from here all before years.
Some call them neo-Nazis, others say they're one of Ukraine's toughest fighting forces. The Azov Battalion was formed in 2014 during the Russian annexation of Crimea. It began life as a volunteer force which then became part of Ukraine's armed forces with public links to far-right groups. In 2016, the United Nations accused it of violating international humanitarian law. In 2019, 40 US Congress members unsuccessfully tried to designate the Azov as a foreign terrorist organization. During this war, they've become the main fighting force in the besieged southern city of Mariupol. We began by asking them if they were a neo-Nazi organization.
Sorry to say this, but the image of us as neo-Nazis was created by Russians in 2016, after Azov liberated Mariupol from Russia. Our volunteer fighters then became part of the Ukrainian army.
There's a video on the National Guard of Ukraine Twitter account, which clearly shows some of your fighters greasing bullets with pig fat with the message, "Dear Muslim brothers, in our country, you will not go to heaven. Go home, please. You will not be allowed into heaven. Here, you encounter trouble. Go home, please." That kind of thing makes you look like neo-Nazis.
We have Muslims from Azerbaijan fighting for us. Let me give you one example. In my unit, we have a Muslim from Azerbaijan. He is fighting like us.
But when people think of the Azov Battalion, particularly internationally, they do think of neo-Nazis. You guys have an image problem. How are you dealing with that?
We have Russian propaganda, a fifth column that spread all over the world. It's not a surprise that they created this neo-Nazi image for us. So now we are speaking publicly. Come talk to us and you'll see we are not.
The Azov Battalion understands it has a neo-Nazi image problem, but to change it will require support from the rank and file, many of whom are suspected of having far-right links.
Russian forces are just a few kilometres from here, but the Azov Battalion have another fight on their hands if they want to change their image from being a neo-Nazi organisation to being a nationalist fighting force. Perhaps the bigger fight, though, is within their members internally and how that will go down. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.